Welcome to the Sanha call-in program on Radio Islam International. If you have any queries, do call in immediately on 011-854-1548. Welcome to the program, Mawlana Ridwan Vaid from Sanha. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mawlana, how are you this evening?
Alhamdulillah, and yourself, Mufti Saab?
Alhamdulillah, very well. We encourage listeners to call in on 011-854-1548. Well, how's your week been at Sanaa? What has the team been up to? What have you been up to?
Alhamdulillah, it's been a very profitable week in terms of lots of calls, lots of emails, lots of opportunity to respond to queries. And then there have been a few facilities that we have certified inspections carry on as usual. So yeah, like we always say, it's a continuous effort in order to ensure that standards are met and halal is consumed.
Well, give us insight to a normal day of yours at the office.
Well, a typical day would be we would have queries telephonically on our National Halal Helpline, and that varies. You could have 80 calls, you could have 100 calls, anything between that amount every single day. And so the phone doesn't stop ringing. In between that, there are loads of emails to respond to, and in addition to that, we have on occasion you have an abuse of the logo, or you have a suggestion that you, or a complaint that you need to follow up on. So there's lots of work, lots of communication that takes place during the day. And like I said, there isn't a fixed time, from 10 to the 10 there'll be calls, but it runs throughout the day. Sometimes for half an hour you'd have maybe two or three calls, and then the next half an hour you'd have 30 calls. So it just varies. It depends. And, if there's a special going on somewhere, then you'll have a topical question, something that they've seen in papers, etc., and you'd have to respond to a whole host of queries on a particular subject. So basically, that is how the day goes.
Yes, hard work at the office of Sanha. Your core work is responding to queries.
That is the primary function of the helpline. But in addition to that, any questions, basically the interface of Sanha, the medium whereby the public can get into contact with us if they want to know anything, whether it be a product related or anything about halal in general, contact details for other halal bodies throughout the world if people are traveling, or somebody has observed something at a particular store and they're not happy with it, then they do call us. We take that complaint or suggestion, whatever it is, and follow up and give feedback to the consumer. So yes, there's a lot of that happens.
Talking of complaints, okay, let us go to the lines right away. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. You live on air.
I would like to just find out, are we allowed to eat prickly pears?
Are we allowed to eat prickly pears?
Okay.
Mulana?
I'm not too sure on that. No.
Okay. Jazakallah for the query. We will respond to it in due time. It is a fruit, so there shouldn't be any problem with that. What is it that's creating doubt in your mind?
No, nothing's in my mind. I'm just asking.
Okay. No, there's no problem with that.
Assalamualaikum.
Okay. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Next query, if you have any, you can call in 011-854-1548. Yermon, they're sending a message with regards to the Milky Bar Nestle, and it says that it contains pork gelatin on the packet. Many products. Okay, so this is what the question is. Nestle Milky Bar.
Okay, people should not be confused. Consumers and listeners should not be confused about this particular issue. Milky Bar, South Africa, the chocolate made in South Africa by Nestle, South Africa is certified halal by Sanha. There's no issue with that. The picture that perhaps people are looking at and is circulating over social media would be the one that is made in the UK. And it clearly states they're made in the UK, and it has the pound, the price in pounds. Yes, according to what the picture, the ingredients listed on the picture that's going around, it does state pork. Obviously, that product wouldn't be halal, but I don't think we should get too worried about it. It doesn't affect us in South Africa. Milky Bar chocolate made by Nestle South Africa is certified by SENA. It has absolutely no non-halal ingredients in it. The picture in question, and that is a foreign product. We just need to be mindful of that.
Okay. We have two callers on the line. Let's go to the first one. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Okay, what is it that you'd like to know?
I would like to know is which fish fingers are halal?
You can have the ING fish fingers.
Okay.
Okay, jazakumullah khair for that. The next caller, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. You live on air?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. What is it that you'd like to know?
I want to know for the rum and raisin ice cream, for the kulfi and the ola, if it's halal.
We're not aware of kulfi and ola making rum and raisin, especially kulfi. When it comes to rum and raisin in a range that's generally certified, obviously if it's manufactured in a facility that is certified, then the ingredients in such products would be synthetic. So it wouldn't actually be rum and raisin. It would be a flavoring, which is absolutely halal because of the fact that it's manufactured in a halal facility. But nevertheless, due to the connotation with such wordings, with wine, etc., we do not append our logo to such products, and we discourage Muslims from purchasing such products.
And then the next query is the spears. Have you heard of that, Moa?
No, spears I haven't heard of.
Okay, it looks like they sent a picture of it. It's called a Chelsea spears. Anyway, give us further information on that. Is Tandoori Chef in what bank in the process of being SENA certified?
I'm not aware of an application. Whoever the consumer is that would like to know about this can give us a call at our offices and we'll check with our applications department. But as it stands, I've not been informed of any application from the said restaurant.
Okay, last week there was a query of the score drink, and I managed to see the logo on that particular drink. So, Mullah, you know, when we were asking you about the various drinks, the one that came up in the end was the score one, and I personally saw a logo on that, so there's no problem with that. Just an update.
Sorry about that. Yes, we were supposed to update on that. JazakAllah for that.
Okay, let us go back to the lines. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Mulana?
Very well. And yourself?
Alhamdulillah, Allah shukr. You know, I worked several years in Makkah. I'm a local guy. And I just heard this guy inquiring about the prickly pear.
Yeah.
Apparently, prickly pear in Makkah, it was Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's favorite fruit, prickly pear and pomegranate. So prickly pear was sold by boxes in Makkah.
SubhanAllah.
I used to work there and I used to go and buy the fruits at the big market, you see. So I used to see the prickly pear that was brought into the country. Prickly pear and pomegranate was apparently Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's favorite fruit. So there was nothing wrong with prickly pear. I heard the gentleman, the iron inquirer, if prickly pear is halal.
Yes, now we appreciate you calling in. You enjoyed it in Makkah? You enjoyed the different fruits there?
Everything I enjoyed. I worked there for 27 years, Mawlana.
Ah, you were really fortunate.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I started from 1973. I used to go in Rajab and come home Muharram. So, alhamdulillah, I had a good wicket of that country.
Alhamdulillah.
I'm just returning the call on prickly pears, okay?
Okay, we appreciate that.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There's a caller adding to it. Let's go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. I'm calling to find out, is the Colgate Total Pro Gum Health Colgate Halal?
As far as Colgate is concerned, we are only able to give assurances on the ones made in South Africa. As far as the imported ones are concerned, we don't have any details on that. So you'd have to look at the packaging and see which country it's made in.
And the spa ice creams?
Spa, unfortunately, has adopted a position where they do not give information on their branded product, nor do they appear on the halal logo, even if it is certified by any organization. So in these circumstances, it's impossible to tell, to give guidelines on the particular product.
Jazakumullah khair for that. Next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. I just want to find out if the strawberry flavored mini gum halal.
What's the name of the product?
Maybe Sulu.
No, I'm not sure the name of that product.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Okay, assalamu alaikum. We go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, you live on air?
Hello, alaikum salam. I just wanted to find out the Clover Grits double cream yogurt. It's a choc chip flavor, is it halal?
Yes, those have been reformulated. They do not have gelatin anymore, they're fine.
Okay, jazakallah, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So those are some of the queries that have come through. You can continue calling in on 011-854-1548, 011-854-1548 if you'd like to get your queries through. The next one is the beaches. What flavors are allowed?
We don't approve any of the flavors for the simple reason that they contain bovine gelatin derived from non-cross-loaded animal.
Okay, and then the Bawan cereal.
Bawan cereal is allowed.
Call on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Okay, what is it that you'd like to know?
I wanted to know if the Yamos hair fry flavored chews halal.
Is that particular product made?
I'm not sure.
Okay. You'll have to give us further detail on that and then we can respond.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum. Now, next caller, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Gee, what is it that you'd like to know?
I would like to know about the Jiru yogurt.
Yes.
I would like to know, can you have that?
Jiru yogurt are made by different companies for them. If it has the Tenha logo, then we can give assurance.
But before it used to have that, but now no more they've got it.
It's probably made by a different company nowadays.
Oh, I see. Okay. Jazakallah.
Okay, another call on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Yes, what is it that you'd like to know?
I wanted to know the Aero bubbles made in the UK, are they halal?
Aero bubbles made in the UK are not certified by Senha. We only certify Nestle chocolates made in South Africa.
Okay.
Walaikum salam. Someone asking that, can you explain what is bovine gelatin for the benefit of the listeners?
Bovine gelatin is basically beef gelatin. It's sourced from cows, from cattle.
And what is the ruling?
As far as the ruling is concerned, there is a difference of opinion. Some halal bodies are of the opinion that irrespective of who slaughters the animal, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, the gelatin will be halal because of a metamorphic change that they allege it undergoes. However, Senha and majority of the halal bodies of the world have a different view, and that is bovine gelatin should be sourced from animals exclusively slaughtered by Muslims. Otherwise, there is no such transformation that takes place.
Jazakumullah khair for that. The next one is the Super M flavored milk.
Super M flavored milk, that is halal.
Wallard sprinkled cut chips.
The non meat variants are halal.
We have a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Yes, what is it that you'd like to know?
I wanted to know if the Dinky Donuts in Durban is halal.
That is not certified by Senha. We don't have details on that.
Okay. Jazakallah khair for that call. You can continue calling in on 011-854-1548. The next one is the Nando's. Nando's sauces, the Perinese and other sauces, are they permissible to consume?
Yes, they are. Hello.
072. Okay, let's go to the caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That caller. Walaikum salam. Yes, so what is it that you'd like to know?
Which Premuto flavors are halal?
All of them are fine, except the strawberry. Unfortunately, on that we can't give any assurances, but all the other ones are fine.
Okay, jazakallah.
Walaikum salam. If you have any queries, 011-854-1548. Is Wakaberry and Smooch halal?
We also don't have any association with those franchises, so we cannot give any guarantee on them.
Assalamu alaikum. No, wait, that call is still coming through. The Stimerol range of bubblegum?
Stimerol, there are a few variants that are not approved. They have gelatine and some have carmine. For example, the Sensations, the Strawberry Passion, the Spearmint, Peppermint, the Berry Blaze, all of those are not approved.
Okay, Jazakallah khair for that clarification. Let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum.
Salaam.
Walaikum salam.
Well, I want to find out, yeah, by Komaru Crossing, there's a Jimmy's Killer Prawns. Is it a SANAP approved?
The Jimmy Killer Prawn?
Yeah, by Komaru Crossing.
I think you mean the Jimmy, the fish.
Yeah.
Gee, that is certified by SANAP.
Jazakallah. Salaam.
Salaam.
The next one is the clover sour cream.
Clover sour cream is halal.
The next query that comes through is the computer freezing for a moment. 072-786-1548. Marshmallow brands.
The Kaylee's marshmallows as well as the Candyland marshmallows from Pakistan, those are certified by SANAP.
011-854-1548 if you have any queries, any products that you'd like to query, you can send a message through. The next one is the PVM Energy Bars.
We've queried that particular product from the manufacturer for years now, but we have not received any feedback, unfortunately. So as it stands, we cannot give guidelines on that.
Well, give us insight to SANAP's calendar, planner for the year. What are some of the key events that the team will be attending or participating, showcasing some of the international events? Overview, anything that comes to mind that you'd like to share on that?
Throughout the year, there are international events which we do participate in and many seminars where our representatives have talks and present papers. So usually there are events that happen in Malaysia, Turkey, Dubai. Those are pretty standard, and every year we do attend as many of those as we can. In addition to that, locally, there is the Africa Big 7 where we exhibit a whole host of SANAP certified establishments also exhibit at that event. It is widely attended and quite popular. In addition to that, we do have, in the year, we will be having workshops for different halal bodies throughout the world that come for training. We have the Darul Iftar students from some of the Darul Ulums that come for training. So yes, there will be quite a bit of activity that will be taking place in terms of exhibitions, seminars, as well as workshops.
There's a message that says, just returned from Pakistan. Many things are SANAP certified there. Is it really certified by SANAP? And in Pakistan, are the Young's brand stuff that has a SANAP logo halal? Also, Marcel's frozen yogurt, is it halal?
As far as Marcel's yogurt is concerned, that we do not have any information on. Young's Food Pakistan, that is certified by SANAP. And yes, we do certify products in Pakistan. There are SANAP offices in Pakistan as well, so there are quite a few number of companies that we have accredited in Pakistan, and you will see a lot of products with the Senha logo. Many big food manufacturers have been certified, so yes, their products will be in the market bearing the Senha logo.
Okay, final caller for the evening. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I want to find out, is the strawberry pronitro halal?
Strawberry pronitro, we can't give assurances. We did find a problem, and unfortunately, we have not received any alternative information. So, as it stands, we do not approve that one.
Jazakallah.
Okay, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Those are the queries. Mullah, you can remind us about the contact details.
Consumers can contact us on our national halal helpline telephonically 0861 786 111, email helpline at senha.org.za, our Twitter handle at senha_halal, and our Facebook page, South African National Halal Authority.
Jazakumullah khair for your time this evening. That's where we leave it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the Sana'a call-in program with Maulana Ridwan Vaid, answering all your queries. We'll be back tomorrow afternoon. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.